Brian and Jarrett. Brian and Jarrett.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Brian and Jarrett Talking. I'm Brian.
I'm Jarrett.
And it is a Friday afternoon.
Yeah.
We're in the Jarrett bedroom studio today.
And you know, Brian's got a beer. I've added a dash of vanilla vodka to my lemonade.
Whoa.
Anything can happen.
Although probably not much will happen because...
because it's Brian and Jarrett talking. It is of no consequence. Well,
but even more so, and this might surprise people to know that... we do put planning into the show.
Mm.
And by planning, I mean, at least speaking from my experience, throughout the week or the day of, I'll go into the notes app on my phone and type out a bunch of things that I can bring up.
Yep.
So that's not a lot of planning.
I do it throughout the week, throughout the 2 weeks since we do two episodes at a time. I'll write down a whole bunch of stuff.
Mm.
And then the night before, I delete 90% of it because I'm like, that's bullshit. Who wants to talk about that? But that's
what would a normal planning thing would do. I have not even done that today.
That's okay.
It could make it better or worse. I'm
spontaneity.
Not sure. So the way I figured today would work is Jarrett has a few things planned. I have literally nothing planned. But if there ever is dead air, I have to fill it with something. I'm going to have to do something.
Yeah, it's a challenge.
Yeah, but don't use that as an excuse to create dead air. So don't... Yeah, I see what you're doing.
A few things. You know my dad, he, for some reason, has a huge amount of... He puts a lot of value in what you think of his jokes.
Does he really, though?
Whenever he makes a good joke, he'll say, tell Brian.
Okay.
Or what did Brian think? Have you told Brian yet? Tell Brian. I told you to tell Brian. I'm just going to say it. Earlier this week, he referred to Joel Madden as a cool dude. And he meant it.
No, he didn't.
He did. You're going to lose a lot of respect
but
for
like,
him.
But, like, was he saying it in as in, like,
he was watching...
other people think of him as a cool dude?
No, he said he... Well, hold on. This story does evolve a little bit. He was watching The Voice and... Oh, actually, sorry. It was one week prior to that. And he said, oh, he's a cool dude. Look at him. He's cool. He's got tats. You know, he's a cool dude.
Yeah, but I think...
And
we slammed him.
No, we slammed him. We're like, nah, sorry, Dad. He meant it. He thought he was just a cool
dude.
But
he was doing it, like, based on the superficial information he had provided by looking at Joel Madden.
Yeah.
But then again, he still does not... Like, I would not call him a cool dude
However,
just by looking at him.
This week, Joel Madden got a new haircut and Dad claimed he's off the cool list. So, I think he only did say that, though, because we... teased him
so
much.
Yeah, he went to bed that night and was just like, oh, I let everybody
and I
down
think he
tonight.
Was so surprised that we thought Joel Madden was such a dickhead.
Yeah.
Like, it really threw him for six.
That's surprising because I don't know anyone... That's the first person I've ever heard that thinks that Joel Madden is not anything but a low-life dickhead.
Well, that's what I said. I said the only person who thinks Joel Madden is a cool dude is Joel Madden.
Yeah, yeah.
And even then, he doesn't believe it.
So does this mean you've been watching The Voice?
No, I don't watch it. My parents watch it in the next room.
Right.
But
But you went to the X Factor taping from a couple that we mentioned maybe last week.
That.
Yeah.
I went to X Factor two weeks ago.
Yeah.
And because I was supporting a friend who was performing, and I have so much risk. Have you ever watched a reality show and you see someone say something or do something and you think, you fucking idiot?
What do you mean?
Like, they will just say something, like, they'll explain what's going on in too many words, and you know a producer's told them to say it.
Oh, okay,
but you're not being
conscious
of it. I will never think that about a person ever again on a reality show, because being the... Like, I was, you know, backstage as family and friends of my friend who was auditioning, and we filmed so much stuff. The producers, they sat... First of all, you wait around for about hours and hours. It was a 12-hour day.
Mm.
Most of it waiting around. And I sort of knew to expect that because, you know, we both know how these things work. And when you're in a small group, the group of seven of us, just all sitting around doing nothing for hours, you kind of go a bit crazy. And, like, everything's funny. You got all these little inside jokes. So when it came time for us to film our stuff,
What do you mean, film our stuff?
Oh, well, it's kind of like when you see someone audition on X Factor, they'll be sitting chatting with their friends beforehand.
So are you going to be on the X Factor?
I will probably be. I will probably be. Yeah.
I don't know. I've never seen that on the show.
I'm
like half, backstage or something.
Yeah, because we wait around for like 6 or 7 hours and then they sit us all around, my friend who's performing. They're like, okay, guys, now sit on. We're on like production boxes. And like, okay, guys, you sit around, chat, act natural, and just have a good time.
Mm.
By the way, ask your friend this, ask him this, and you say this.
Yeah.
So we've got to act natural while trying to slip in these very unnatural questions that we wouldn't ask.
Is it like, how do you feel about performing considering the tragic past that you've had and all these disadvantages you've had in your life?
No sob stories.
Oh, okay.
But it's kind of like, oh, someone asked, you know, how he learnt to play that instrument. Someone asked him to bring up Lady Gaga. And then through the chatting, you know, my friend said something. And they're like, okay, great, guys. You want to just say that again? And we're going to get reaction shots on you. It's like, okay, say it again. Now we're going to get a reaction shot on you. And you've...
Wait, why did they ask you to mention Lady Gaga?
He performed the Lady Gaga song.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I should have clarified. But
they just get you to ask something on every artist just for safety. They don't know which way the story's going to go.
But you've directed me in several short films.
I think you're being very charitable in your description of that.
But you know, I fucking hate reaction shots.
Yeah.
It is my least favourite thing in the world.
Yeah.
And so I had to do plenty of them. And I know we may just be cut down into like a 3-second thing, but I am well aware that I may embarrass myself entirely.
You should have just gone really over the top with the reactions.
Well,
and like been super surprised and like laughed super loud.
Well, what's funny is during his actual audition, we're backstage watching on like 4 huge plasmas in front of us with a camera right in our face and Luke Jacobs standing right next to us. And that was the least natural position we were in all day.
Hmm.
Yet that was the most natural reactions there because we're just focused on the TV watching the performance, hoping it all goes well.
Hmm.
But I'm half dreading but half looking forward to laughing at how it turns out.
So he has made it through.
Is
he not allowed to say?
I can say my friend is.
Yeah, you're not saying who it is.
He impressed it. Yeah, my friend did go past the first stage.
Yeah,
the live audition.
He won.
he won the X Factor.
Yeah, there you go.
You heard it here first.
Yeah. So did you see the judges? Did you see what's his
Red Fu?
Yeah.
Yeah. He really loved it. Red Fu was fucking over the moon. He got up and shuffled out of excitement.
Really?
Yeah.
I would take it. They should have Red Fu there, but if he likes something, they don't get selected.
No, see, Red Fu's, and because my friend, Red Fu's really cool.
What?
He was fun.
What? You just slammed your dad for saying Madden was cool, and now you're going ahead and saying that the dude from LMFAO is cool.
He'd be a cool guy to have at a party.
Yeah, but
if he's at a party, you're like, oh, you're cool, dude.
No, he's not. He's like Joel Madden. You're turning into your dad.
Yeah, more and more every day.
He's how old is he?
I don't know, 35.
Fucking, he should grow up.
But yeah,
why are you defending Red Fu?
We have a nickname for him as well. It's not Red Fu. It's just Fu.
Oh, because you're mates now.
No, yeah. Me. Who else? He's coming over in about 20 minutes.
Right. Who else is there now? Who's on?
It's Red Fu, Danny Minogue. Mm. Ronan Keating and Natalie Bassingthwaite. A woman who should seriously consider suicide as a career move, by the way.
You'd want Ronan if that was your choices, wouldn't you? But aren't they like their coaches or something?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Ronan's... I don't know what you're asking.
You want him.
You want Ronan.
You want him, right? Yeah, he's hot.
You're our lucky man, Ronan.
It's that accent.
Love song dedications to Ronan. probably I would. But I wouldn't...
Well, no, everyone would, right? Because the others are not particularly known for their talent.
In some way, it would be good for certain people.
Are any of them like, okay, Natalie Bassingthwaite,
yeah.
She can sing.
Yeah.
But, you know, isn't in the industry. She had a very brief stint.
Yeah.
In the industry. She's not known... She's known as much for being on Neighbours as she is for...
I even forget she was on Neighbours. But
exactly.
She's one woman who knows the answer to the question, who do you have to blow to be a reality TV judge? And how many times do you have to do it?
Yeah, you would want... I would take Because Ronan Keating, he's a legitimate.
Yeah, yeah, he was in a boy band.
Yeah, but he had like his own solo career.
Yeah,
I'm not saying I like him.
Okay,
but he seems more legit than the others do.
Yeah,
yeah. So when does the X Factor start?
I think mid August or September.
Okay, so we'll watch out to see everyone watch for Jared, who's going to be giving an awesome reaction to something.
To someone doing something.
Just doing something. At if they some like point. Insert you into someone else's segment.
That'd be pretty cool. I would give them so much respect if they did that.
What would you do if you became like, say you didn't realize it at the time.
Yep.
But you had some sort of hilarious expression on your face or some sort of like something that became like it went viral.
Yeah.
And you became an internet meme.
Yep.
Like there was like people were doing like the
Jared.
Yeah. You they become like a person. Facing. Yeah. A personality.
Yeah.
And like they get like the, what is it? Like the tagline. What do they do when you put a photo and there's word and there's text on it?
Meme?
It's a type of meme though, isn't it?
Yeah. It's a type of meme, but when people say meme,
it'd just be the Jared. Yeah,
they caption.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How would you feel about that? And it is like, it's definitely because you're pulling a ridiculous face.
I can say I almost certainly was recorded pulling a ridiculous face.
Mm.
If it took, I would see the humor in it. At first, it would probably be a bit embarrassing because you're like, oh, you know, but what can you do?
Okay, let's go further. And nobody picks this up, not even the editors or the producers, but there's a shot of you and your dick is actually coming out of your pants. And it goes on live. It goes on air.
That's one of those things. I would see the humour in it. Would ultimately. You? I would say, yeah, I'm dick out guy. I'm X Factor. Because they have very literal names, these people.
Yeah.
I'm X Factor dick out guy.
Yeah.
What would you own you do? It? I don't, you'd have to own
would
it.
Would you create a Twitter, like a dick out guy Twitter and like dick out guy fan page?
I wouldn't revel in it. I wouldn't try and create something of. I'd say that is what it is. People are laughing at my dick.
Yeah,
it's not the first time. No, you go haha. I'd put a picture up on Facebook and go
like it's me. Oh, stick out guy.
I'd share the funnier ones because there would be funny ones.
Okay, it goes a step further.
Yeah,
and a la some internet celebrities, examples, Sweet Brown.
Yeah.
And other people, there is a condom manufacturer who approaches you and says, oh. Jared, dick out guy has gone viral.
Yeah.
And we want you to be the face of, because there's a stigma attached to small condoms.
Oh.
So like, I'm not saying you got a small dick, but they're like, people know you for your dick.
Yep.
You therefore like you're in a position here where you could be you know, you could be the face of our small condoms and we want you to star in a national ad campaign and
for small condoms. I would do it. First of all, if dick out guy went viral, I wouldn't try and make something of it, but if opportunities came knocking, I'd say yes to all of them.
So you would be
I would be small dick out guy. Mostly because, first of all, for the money, because I'm getting money from it.
How much are you getting for it?
You tell me. You're a condom man.
Okay, national campaign. You're getting, and it's small company.
I thought it'd be like Durex.
No, because they specialize. Okay, say Durex
small condoms.
You're getting $50,000.
Yeah, I do it.
You do it
because it could lead to something else. It's $50,000, and
what's it going to lead to?
And I don't know. It could lead to another condom commercial. I could be doing sex toys.
No, well, if they're smart, they'll get you on an exclusivity. Yeah. Like this is our dick out guy.
I've changed my name to Durex guy.
Yeah.
I would do it also because then when people actually saw me naked, they'd be like, "Oh, you don't have a small dick." So there'd be a surprise. They'd be expecting a small one.
But how many people do you think are going to go for you if they know you a small dick out guy?
Does the ad imply that I'm saying I have a small? Everyone can see it in the photo anyway. They know I don't have a small one.
Yeah, but like on a quick shot, on a like say it's a wide shot on camera, I think anyone's dick would look small.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And you know it's not hard. Or maybe it is. Then you'll be known for hard dick guy.
Yeah, you were the one that called Ronan Keating hot. You're watching him on the TV. Hard dick out guy.
It's your flaccid It's your flaccid cock. Well, so therefore, it doesn't like...
Everyone knows. We've had this discussion before about flaccidity.
Yeah, exactly.
And I may have just invented that word. But you can't judge.
I know, that's the whole point. So therefore, it would probably, like, okay.
50 grand to be small dick out guy. Yeah, because that's still funny. It's still... go, and it would be an experience.
Yeah.
I would... yeah, nothing too bad would happen from it.
Except for being known as small dick out guy.
Yeah. Well, that I would...
because you would become a personality if... like, can you imagine if you saw an ad where a guy was like,
yep,
hi, I'm you know, John, and I use small condoms. Like, that guy would... I'm not going to obviously write this commercial. I'm not going to be hired to write it. But they'd be a
yeah, but what happens?
Like, people would be like, oh my God, can you believe that there's a guy who's actually put his face on this?
Yeah, and that would
probably... and not any guy, like, dick out dick guy. Out like, guy. You're already... actually, yeah. You're already known as, like, dick exactly. out guy. May as well milk it.
Exactly. If there's... that's what I say about reality TV people. Once... if you say, like, win a reality show or become famous on one, like Layla with Celebrity Apprentice, you have to say yes to everything. Because that's not going to last forever. You've got a few months to get as many endorsements as possible.
Yeah.
Say yes to all of them. And then be smart with your money.
I probably would say... financially. I don't think I would want to be small dick out guy.
Fair enough. I'm not saying I want to be, but if I happened to...
well, no, like...
small dick out guy fell in my lap. Pardon the phrasing.
If the offer was presented to me, I would probably say no.
Okay. Well, one of the things we got discussing at the X Factor tapings... actually, speaking of the small dick out guy thing, I was sitting with my friend Matt, and we were saying some truly horrible things about the people we were seeing audition before my friend, about just everyone in general.
Was there anyone who was just the worst?
The girl before my friend flubbed up her lines. And twice.
But like, no one was like... because you don't get your... like your William Hungs at these...
yeah, they don't do that at X Factor because it's, you know, the live audience thing, and I think they... it's not about, like, the humiliating...
yeah, part. That's why I don't watch it.
But we were saying some truly awful things backstage, and I turned to one point and I said, imagine if we were on a reality show right now. Like, say with you and I, when we've been out in public talking about just awful things, which we both know are jokes most of the time. Like, imagine if we were just right on the spot for a hidden camera show.
Like, look at these horrible bastards.
Or, like, we just wandered into where, like, you know, a gotcha is being filmed. Right. And we just start talking about rape or incest or something.
You know, just the things that we talk about often. Yeah.
And it's like, holy shit, these guys, what? And then it goes on, like, a current affair or something.
Mm.
But we got to a point where it became a lot cleaner. And we were talking about... reality shows that just focus the worst of people, and it got to the discussion of what are you the worst at. Like, if you're in a room with 30 people, what do you think you'd be the worst at, that you could say you'd almost certainly be the worst at?
Okay. I don't know. I mean, there's certainly, like, I'm definitely, like, I'm not a good singer,
yeah,
or I'm not a good dancer, but I could, like, I could commit to those things.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I thought I'd be the worst at cutting cheese, because I can never cut cheese straight. Cutting cheese, not farting.
No, I know, but like, what are you talking
about? If I have to slice cheese, you're getting uneven slices, they're going to be angled awkwardly, and when I get to the end of the block, I've got to keep turning it in order to...
but like, that has to come from a place of, like, laziness.
I would still be the worst at it in the room. I'd be the worst skier, or I'd be the worst at...
I feel like if someone, like, could concentrate on cutting a slice of cheese, everyone would be the best at it.
No, but I mean, that's something where I know that say they had secretly videotaped all 30 people privately cutting cheese the last time, my video would look the worst. If I was in a cheese cutting competition, I'd up my game, obviously.
Yeah.
But I'd know that naturally I'd be the worst cutting cheese. That's just something I'm confident that I'm not good at.
No, but it feels like you're resigned to the fact that you can't. It's like you're not trying to better yourself at it.
Well, I could put effort to other things.
If we have a cheese cutting competition, I think you could probably step up and be a decent competitor.
Yeah, but then everyone else is stepping up, and naturally, I'm shit at it. I'm going to get a block of cheese tomorrow and I'm just going to slice it as good as possible. And I'll post some photos on Facebook.
I don't know what I'd be the worst at. I probably would just be like not the best at anything. I'd just be like
average Brian.
I'd be average at like most things.
And then what about what's something you would probably be awesome at? You'd be in the top tier.
I honestly don't know. Like I there's so few things that I would say I'm really good at in life.
See, I had trouble with this one as well, but I did acknowledge that I am good at making puns.
Right.
So if you want someone who can make puns, but you don't want them to cut cheese for
you. Okay, there's certain stuff like I know.
Yeah.
So like if someone asked me trivia about a movie or who this actor is or what film this trivia, was.
You'd be good. You'd I would be good at it. Probably best in the room.
It would be, like, again, a totally useless talent because...
Oh, yeah. I'm not talking about I'm not talking about how to make money. I'm not talking about a career.
Okay. I reckon you put me in a room and there's a spontaneous movie trivia quiz, I back myself to come in the top three, if not top one.
I'd back you.
Okay, good. I don't know what I would be. Actually, I find have you ever been to parties where like there's kind of like a spontaneous kind of like group dance or group party it's like sort of singing and everything like that.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden everyone kind of gets into something. Like I recently went to one where like they were playing the Harlem Shake.
Oh yeah.
And
okay.
Everyone got into it. Well, not like a lot of people did. And I was just standing on like, maybe I just wasn't drunk enough. If I was drunk, probably. I probably would have done it. But I was just like, I can't get in on this. Like this isn't, I know this is fun. I know this is supposed to be fun. But I'm not on board with it.
I actually had a moment like that in 2010. The Winter Olympics were on and they were running this ad on Foxtel using Michael Bublé's Just Haven't Met You Yet. And it was on all day, every day. And there was one night where I was in the lounge room and my brother walked in and the ad was on. And it got to a certain point and we just both spontaneously burst out into song, singing along with it. And then when it ended, we just stopped and sort of left as though it hadn't happened. It was like something out of like Glee. But that's the only similar thing. It was just really fun as well and hilarious.
Yeah. I'm kind of bad at like having small chit chat with people I know I'm only going to be with for a small time. So like say for something like for work, you have to go and like meet someone for a short time. Actually, work's different because maybe you have to put on a bit of an appearance.
Yeah.
Say you're going to... you're hiring something out.
Yep.
You're hiring whatever. What are we hiring? What do people hire?
Prostitutes.
Say you're... Okay, I'm going to get a hooker.
Yeah.
I go to the brothel.
Mm.
And I'm speaking to the pimp.
Or the madam.
The madam. And there's about a 5-minute period where...
You're having sex. Oh.
Where I'm waiting for the prostitute to be ready and before we go off. And I have to make small talk with the madam or the pimp. I would be very bad at that.
Yeah.
Because if I know I don't have to be with someone for a while, I'm just like, we don't need to be friends.
Yeah.
We don't need... This is a business transaction.
Yeah, I'm the same. I really love when I hop in a taxi and the taxi driver understands that I'm comfortable sitting there not talking.
Yeah.
Or like a hairdresser. I just love it if they don't make the small talk.
Yeah, hairdresser's perfect example.
Mm-hmm.
I'm terrible. I have terrible short-term chat with the hairdresser.
Mm.
They'll ask me how my day is. Ask them how their day is. They'll ask me what I do. I know what they do. Yeah, so, yeah. You know, that's it. End of conversation. That's fine. But I don't want to talk to people.
The worst part about those situations, though, is... See, because it's not awkward for me to sit down and not talk.
Mm.
But if they do like little, ooh, what do you do? What's your name? And then there's nothing else to talk about, then it actually becomes awkward.
Yeah.
Because it's like, well, we've established that we were friends and we were happy to chat, but now we're not talking.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it becomes awkward.
The relationship just took a...
Yeah, it took a dive.
Yeah.
But yeah, I hate that the most.
Yep.
But I'm at parties, I'm happy to sit next to someone and not talk to them.
I'm happy in any situation to not talk to someone.
Yep, me too.
Like, if
podcast setting.
Yeah. I mean, if this were, you know, if this weren't going to waste people's time, which it kind of already is.
Yeah.
I'd just sit here.
Yeah.
Talk when we wanted to.
Yeah.
But like on a long drive or something like that with someone, you know, you're on a trip.
Yeah, yeah.
If someone just wants to chill out, I'm cool with that.
Yep. Speaking of, I've got like three different things to segue into, but I'm not sure which one. Oh, speaking of waiting.
Can you give me the options? Can I pick the seg?
Okay, sure.
Yeah. Give me the subjects. Yeah, the subjects.
Wasting people's time.
Yep.
Prostitution.
Mm.
Oh, actually, I think those are the only two. Yeah, wasting people's time or prostitution. Choose your own adventure.
We'll do both.
Yeah, but okay. Choose which one goes first.
Well, prostitution.
Of course. I'm not sure how it came up, but I was wondering, and your thoughts on, would you ever, given if the circumstance...
Go to a prostitute?
No, not go to one. Become a sex worker. If you say you didn't have the girlfriend and it was a viable option...
What kind of sex worker?
You get to say yes or no to clients.
Okay.
That you wanted.
Yep.
Whatever came in.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, you do it. That's up to you. You tell me what you'd be comfortable doing, what you wouldn't be comfortable doing.
Is there the kind of cover that I'm just an escort, so I'd have to go out and dine and all
that?
Some of
them want that, so you say yes or no to that. But sometimes you're just in a room with a bed and they come in and you do what.
Because to be honest, I think I would be, and this links to what I was saying before, I'd rather not do the dinner part. So I would maybe just be like, you're kind of like the broth, the prostitute is in the brothel. So someone comes in.
Just a commoner whore.
Although that would be kind of, that's dirty. That's dirty. That's not classy prostitute. That's not like escort taken out by a rich person.
You could just be, go to the rich person's house.
Yeah, that's the one I would be. And okay. What do you get paid? How much do you get for a night?
I wouldn't know. But
maybe
I'm just
an offer.
$1,000 for 2 hours.
For 2 hours?
I don't know.
Absolutely I would do that. Okay. That's a fucking great deal.
What if it was $1,000?
If I'm working every night... Okay, say I work say it's a 5-night-a-week job.
Yeah, but this is the thing. You might not always get the clients. How many rich... You'd have to... And you'd be fucking like Ida Buttrose. Rhonda Birchmore. Wendy Harmer.
You know what?
This is one thing you'll think rich Australian women.
If I worked one night,
yep,
I would be earning more than I do now.
Okay.
So all I would need to do is that.
Have sex with Ida Buttrose for 2 hours.
Am I fucking her for 2 hours?
She's got you for 2 hours.
All right.
She's like you. She doesn't want to chat.
Would I do it? I would definitely give it a go.
Okay.
I think so. Like, if I didn't have anything else going on, I was unemployed, didn't have a girlfriend, and someone approached me, if I didn't have to seek it out, like, some guy spotted me in a bar and was like, hey, you, what do you think of Ida Buttrose? I would probably...
But that's, like, best case scenario. No, I mean, not Ida Buttrose is best case scenario, but the high class thing is best case scenario.
Yeah, if it was...
You wouldn't want to walk the streets?
No.
No, too dangerous.
I don't know. No, who does anyone want to do that?
Yeah, no one wants to.
No, what would you do? Would you do it?
I would not walk the streets.
Mm.
I would be a brothel sex worker.
So you'd have your own room.
Yeah. Or I'd go in. Oh, if I had, I would. Oh,
okay.
I'm not talking the dirty. I'm not talking like some back shed in St. Peter's or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Brothel. If it was a nice brothel.
That was a very specific location.
Well, I'm thinking West area.
Yeah.
Which is where you see a lot of them.
Yeah, there's Happy 203, I think it is.
A lot of them have numbers in their names. The storefront is just a large neon number.
Yeah, that's it. It's on Parramatta Road. Drive past it. Like, it's very obviously a brothel. I don't know for certain, but it has to be.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. If it's got a large neon number and there's no other signage about what goes on in there, it's sex.
Yep. So would you be... What about if you were like a... kind of like a masseuse who did stuff as well?
See, I'd say yes, but much like the small talk, I'm really shit at giving massages. So they would have to understand that the massage...
They're not there for the massage.
Yeah. Well, if they're not there for the massage, I'd do that.
Yep.
Because then as well, if I wasn't in the mood, I could just give a shitty massage and they'd be like, what the fuck?
You're fucking them. Like, if they're paying to go on that train, they're getting fucked.
Yeah, as long as... Yeah, I'd do that.
Yeah.
I get to say no to whoever I want, though.
What about if you're sleeping with women? Would that be a difference?
That's fine.
So you'd fuck Buttrose?
Fuck what?
Buttrose.
Oh, if she came in, I'd have to.
Okay.
I'm drawing the line at Buttrose.
I'd have to. I should bring up... I had a discussion with one of our friends who had a bit of a problem with something... I think we both talked about on the show, but I think specifically the way you might have dealt with one thing or another. And I think you could take a guess at who it is who had the complaint. But they thought you were quite hypocritical in the way that you were in the episode where we spoke about dwarves and...
Oh, yep.
And the way that you were so against the term... We mentioned the term little faggot.
Oh, yeah.
And how you're just like, I'm not for
it. Not that I'm against. I don't like it. Yeah. But I was so cavalier with calling people dwarves and midgets.
And, yeah.
I'm not...
What's your response?
I was just saying I don't use that term myself, except in my head. And, of course, I don't like it. But I...
You like the term midget.
Yeah, okay. Hypocritical, I'll take it. No, but then again, if a midget told me they didn't want to hear it, I wouldn't call them a midget.
But like,
I don't know. Excuse me.
And I don't want to open this can of worms.
And yet. I don't want to sound... This is going to start off sounding even more offensive to the little people.
Don't say it.
But see, I have to. But since we had our New Year's Eve party above a chocolate factory, I tried to hire one to come into the party dressed as an Oompa Loompa. Now, the group I tried to hire them from, the agency, was called Dwarf Actors. And it referred to them as both dwarves and midgets on the website.
Yeah.
So, I think I'm... What can I do?
Okay. To use the scenario we used on on this previous episode...
Oh, the black person thing.
If there was a website where you could hire a black person...
Yep.
Or to use the analogy that our friend did... a gay person.
Yeah, if they're willing
to come to it, and they said they called them faggots.
Yep.
On the website.
Yep. Well, that would be okay if they, because I mean, not every little person is no, because the people on the Dwarf Actor website, that guy knows that his job is going around dressing as an Oompa Loompa, as a leprechaun, as Mini-Me.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably the only three.
Yeah,
but it doesn't mean you can go down to the little person working at Pizza Hut and say, hey, do you want to dress up as an Oompa Loompa for my party? That's inappropriate.
Yeah.
If you go to hireanigger.com and they turn up with a big thing of watermelon or whatever, or hireafaggot.com, that person's willing. I'm not saying go down to Oxford Street.
Does that make it all right, do you think?
I think it's... Let's make it all right. That's a good question. If maybe they're selling themselves out.
Yeah. I mean... Look, I don't want to open this can of worms again.
Oh, it's open.
Because...
I'll hear about it.
Yeah, we're going to open ourselves to more trouble. But if there are any people who were, I don't know, offended by it, we weren't making fun of midgets. Well, maybe a little bit.
I don't think we weren't being offensive. I wasn't making... I don't think we were making fun of midgets, but we certainly... midgets, I'm still calling them midgets.
I still have the argument that... Is, like... You can call someone black. That used to be offensive.
But a lot of things. But it's one of those things.
I'm of the mindset that if you use another term, then it's
more offensive.
I'm sure people had that attitude towards a lot of the kind of words that are offensive now. At
you
the
go
time,
to the
they
zoo,
were okay.
And they don't have fairy penguins anymore. They have little penguins.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I know. It's not like there was ever...
But it's not like these penguins were like, walking up Oxford Street and like...
But it's not... It's sort of more offensive.
In denim shorts.
You'd think it's more offensive that they actually did the renaming, because it's not something anyone was complaining about.
I would think it would be.
No one's saying like, oh, you can't call them fairy penguins because some people call gay people fairies and that means it's offensive somehow.
Yeah, I mean, like, they're not doing, like... I'm sure if they did like a Sleeping Beauty... movie again, they would still be fairies who come to visit.
Yeah.
Like, but it would be offensive if the penguin was called a fairy penguin because
it was
like
gay.
Because it was gay, or like had some sort of stereotypical attribute that is associated with a gay person.
Although, actually, I do think that some penguins do have homosexual tendencies, I've read.
Really?
I think so. It might be penguins.
Are many animals gay?
I know I've read that some monkeys hang upside down from trees and bang their dicks together.
Yeah.
Whether that's just, you know, boys will be boys. Because, I mean, you know.
Yeah. I mean,
sometimes.
If I was more, what's the word? I guess.
Open-minded?
No, like I had a, I could swing from a tree. If I was more dexterous or, is that the word?
Yeah.
Dexterous or, you know, had a tail, I'd be fucking banging my dick, like, all the time.
What does being dexterous have to do with banging your dick?
Well, if I could hang from a tree, like, that has to come with dexterity, doesn't it?
Yeah, but why does that make you want to bang your dick on other things?
I'm just saying, like, as humans, we get off. We like getting off.
Oh, so yeah, like, but you can rub yours against another guy's as it is. Why does climbing a tree make you more likely to do it?
I'm not saying that it makes me more. I'm just saying if...
You're saying if you could climb trees, you'd probably be gay.
Not gay. I don't think these monkeys are gay. I think they're just trying to get off.
So, yeah, but that's got nothing to do with the ability to climb a tree. I can understand where you're coming from saying they're just trying to get off. They probably are.
Look, let me put it this way. If I walk up to someone... another man, start banging my dick against them.
Yep.
Someone could be of the opinion that I am gay.
Yep.
If I'm hanging from a tree and banging my dick against someone, people just think I'm crazy.
Yep. Okay, I'll give you that. But I mean, it took a while to get there.
But like, but they're not, I don't think that makes them gay. I don't think I'm attracted to that
homosexual
monkey.
Tendencies.
Right.
But speaking of the PC thing, do you know in schools, at least in my young cousin's schools, back when they were like 6 or 7, they wouldn't even sing, or they would sing Ba Ba Black Sheep at school, but they'd also do Ba Ba White Sheep and Ba Ba Rainbow Sheep. Because black sheep implies that black is bad.
And no sheep is rainbow though.
Yeah, well, no sheep, I don't know what Ba Ba Black Sheep does. Have you any more? No sheep has 3 bags full of sheep.
Yeah, it's something to be proud of.
Are you saying there's nothing to be proud of being black?
No, I'm saying it's something to be proud of that they could...
have so much wool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a good sheep.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's ridiculous. It's stuff no one's complaining about.
Yeah.
I've even read that some Christians pronounce in the US, so not regular Christians, like hardcore, crazy people.
Yeah.
They don't even refer to a helicopter as a helicopter because it has hell in it. They say helicopter.
Yeah, that's dumb.
Yeah.
That's really dumb.
That's the point. That's
wankers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hardcore Christians are wankers.
I do have a topic.
Yeah.
Because it just popped in my head.
Okay.
Do
you want to hang upside down and bang dicks together?
Do you have a tail?
I've got a front tail.
If you were a superhero, who would you be?
Oh, I've got to pick a current one.
No, just, I mean, you can make your own, but you can be like one that's on, you know, nowadays. Like, what would you tell
him? If I had to, I'd go Superman because he's everything. But yeah. I'd probably be like, we were discussing this the other day. Who's the one who can change into anyone? Morph.
Who can morph?
From X-Men. Yeah. His name's
Mystique.
Morph. Oh, well, there's Morph as well. He's the male. He's kind of like Mystique, but male.
Oh, okay.
He was on the cartoon series, so he'd be pretty cool. But also, invisibility would be cool.
Yeah, I actually think the morphing thing that's the one, right?
Yeah.
That's what you want.
And then you just morph to Justin Timberlake, and that's it.
But what are the
rules? You're sorted.
What are the rules for morphing? Because, like, if you morph into someone, can you morph into Superman?
Morph could morph into other superheroes, I think.
Well, that's the ultimate.
Yeah.
You've
that's
got
everything.
It.
You're, yeah.
Because doesn't that happen in one of the X-Men movies? Doesn't someone
Mystique.
Morph into Wolverine?
I don't know.
And, like, therefore they could take on his attributes?
But if it was in a real-world situation where you could only morph into other real people, that would be the best. Not only for actual what you'd get out of it, but things like you'd morph into, like, Tony Abbott and you'd masturbate in the street.
Oh, that'd be so good.
You know, like, you'd morph into Julie Gillard and you'd
and it'd
masturbate
be so good
in the street.
It's so good to see them deny it.
Yeah,
because they would be so adamant with it and they would have no explanation as to why someone who is identical to them was whacking off. Because they're either going to look like a pervert or a crazy person.
Well, there's a quote. There was a in the US in the mid 1900s. I think it was around then. Some politician, or maybe it was the UK, said he wanted to accuse his opponent of having sex with animals. And he said not because it's true, just that he wanted to hear him deny it.
What do you mean? Like,
well, like he was the like, politician had to say, "No, I did not actually have sex with a pig."
If you deny it, it sounds like you did it.
Well, just that you're hearing them deny it.
Like I did not.
Like that you should.
I did not have relations with that animal.
I think that's an actual Bill Clinton quote.
Look, probably morphing would be the one.
Yeah.
Okay. What about if you were to be... Oh, actually, you kind of just did name a superhero, I guess.
Yeah.
What about, like, take... the popular superheroes, who would you want to be?
Well, yeah, once again, Superman would probably win.
But what about, like, you wouldn't be put off by the, you know, being, like, the sole survivor from your planet and kind of being lonely and isolated? Because, like, if you're Superman,
I'd get
that's
over
what
that in an instant, because I've got... whatever I want. Although, do I have the obligations? Do I have his attitude towards helping people?
You can do what you want with it.
Oh, yeah. Everyone's fucked. I'm going to Vegas.
Yeah. You'd be Superman, and with your powers, you would be dick out guy on the X Factor. So they'd be like the guy who's essentially a god.
Yeah.
He's getting paid to get his dick out on camera and advertise small condoms.
Yeah, what a waste of talent.
Yeah, that would be... the ultimate waste of talent.
Yeah. That would be like the movie Hancock, how he was a superhero, but he was an alcoholic deadbeat.
Mm.
That would be me as Superman. If I was Superman, I would be Hancock.
Yeah.
I would just be like, fuck it, I'm not helping anyone. Sort yourselves out.
Who would be the superhero you'd least want to be?
Someone like Robin. Because
he's all right.
He's got no powers.
Yeah, but he's kicks ass still.
But I think Storm would be awesome. Who would be shit? Probably Wolverine, because I'd have no practical use for his powers.
What do you mean?
What would I do in my everyday life if I had claws?
Well, you could do
what
you could become something. You're invincible essentially.
But someone would shoot like what? Is he invincible?
He heals. He's got like super healing powers.
Yeah, but what would I do with that?
Like if you got shot, the bullet would. Like
yeah, but what
heal.
I'm saying, like, I've got no practical use for.
Fucking make use for it. What would?
I'd probably end up killing everyone. I'd go around killing, fucking.
It's like I got to do something with it. stab. Yeah, no, you'd find something to do. You wouldn't just do your nook. If you're Wolverine and you've got like claws that come out of you and like.
I think in a real world situation, Wolverine would end up just being, he'd be someone who lifts heavy things or just
do you think
buildings
there's
down.
Like the superheroes like Wolverine and you always see like the photos of Hugh Jackman set and it's always like a story about like how ripped he got to play these characters. Do these superheroes need to work out? Like is Wolverine naturally
built?
Yeah.
I've never thought of it because Superman, if he can,
does Superman have to work out? Like if Superman ate heaps of food and like all these sort of things, would he still essentially be Superman but he'd be fat?
Well, no, see, maybe because the yellow sun gives his powers, it also would
like it speeds his metabolism up. But what about muscle and stuff like that? I suppose he is like just in his everyday activities he's working out.
Yeah,
so like when he's like
though,
when he's
then,
like lifting up a bus or something, that's
yeah
his workout
even though it's
for the
nothing
day.
To him the muscle but then I don't know. I will this is the kind of conversation that comic nerds have probably had for decades.
They would know the answer too.
Yeah, no, it would be one of the unanswered questions.
Right, this is like the one debate that everyone has a different opinion on.
Yeah,
because like there would be superheroes. There'd be stuff like Bruce Wayne would work out.
Yep, he has to. He's a man.
Yeah,
he's just a dude.
Yeah, exactly.
He's just a billionaire. Maybe there's a special superhero gym.
Yeah,
where Superman has to like work out, but there's a bit of kryptonite in the room, so it's harder for him, so it actually makes him use his muscles.
It's like his resistance.
Yeah,
he's lifting up like a, what is it, like a
kryptonite
barbell. Yeah, with kryptonite on each end. Because I mean, if like, because I'm a big Batman fan, I don't think I'd want to be Batman.
No,
because he hasn't
work.
Got it good.
Yeah,
he's not like a, he's not a fun superhero. He's not having a good time.
Mm. He saw his parents get murdered in front
Although
of him.
Although he is a millionaire, and if you wanted billionaire. To... Yeah, he's a billionaire. You could just, like, not do the stuff he does.
So you could say you want to be Batman, and then you'd immediately quit being Batman.
Maybe.
And just be Bruce Wayne. You want to be Bruce Wayne.
I want to be a billionaire, is basically what
That's
I'm saying.
That's your superpower. Yeah.
Rich. I think we're about wrapped up.
Yeah, I think then we're about done.
Yeah. We're probably done about 10 minutes ago. But thanks again for listening, everyone. It's been a great response over the last, or how many weeks we're doing it. It's
yeah, this 13. Is episode 13. Ooh, unlucky.
Yeah. Unlucky for all you.
Suckers.
Yeah. So you can subscribe via all sorts of things. iTunes mainly.
iTunes, Podomatic, Facebook. Like us. I want more strangers. Like, because so many of our friends...
Why aren't you listening to more of us strangers?
No, so many... Non-listeners. So many people I know constantly apologize. Like, sorry, I haven't listened to last episode. I'm sorry. I'm like, that's cool.
But they should be sorry.
No, but then I'm like, who the fuck is listening? Because we're getting good numbers.
Yeah, people are listening.
I don't know who these people are.
Yeah, maybe they're all laughing about it.
Yeah.
They're like, did you fucking listen to these guys this week?
Fucking jag offs.
Yeah. What is a jag off?
I think it's a New York way of saying jack off. Like,
oh,
you're
really?
A jerk off. Fucking jag off.
But that is it for this week. Stay tuned for... We're going to do a drunk episode soon.
Yep.
We'll do that.
This was the drunk episode.
Well, that was supposed to be a bottle
for me.
So yeah, thanks for listening. I'm Brian.
I'm Jared.
Brian and Jared. Brian and Jarrett.